Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Sea turtles are most visible when females come ashore to fill a nest with dozens of eggs. But scientists have long wondered about the features of their lives at sea. Peter Malin, professor of natural sciences at Eckerd College, explains our new understanding of how and when sea turtles migrate.
Sea turtles have long and complex lives. Some species don't mature until they're 30 or 40 years old, and then they might live to their 70s or 80s. The females famously return to the beach where they were hatched when they're ready to nest. But through the years of tagging and tracking sea turtles, we've come to discover that migrations to and from the nesting beach that sea turtles make as adults are not the only long-distance migrations that they make. We've realized that what we call developmental migrations, migrations that sea turtles make before they mature, are even more amazing. Developmental migrations can be much longer than reproductive migrations and may involve thousands to tens of thousands of kilometers. We've discovered that Bermuda, which is about one-third of the way across the Atlantic, is a place where young green turtles and young hawksbill turtles go to grow up. Neither species nests there, but small turtles from other nesting beaches arrive there after they've lived out in the open ocean for a couple of years. In Bermuda waters, then they would grow up from the size of a dinner plate to about the size of a wash tub. And then before they mature, they move on to a different foraging area, what we would call adult foraging range. So, for example, some of the green turtles that hatch on the famous nesting beach at Tortuguero in Costa Rica spend their growing up years thousands of kilometers away in Bermuda, and then when they're ready to mature, they travel back to Central America to the coast of Nicaragua to adult foraging range. By the time sea turtles are ready to travel to adult foraging range, they've already survived the most dangerous stages of their lives.
That was Peter Malin of Eckerd College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
We're on the North Shore, and then we'll head back to sea turtles.